Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The culture surrounding ancient Israel had little or no respect for widows. In many cases, the families of widows made no effort to provide for them and actually turned them away. The widows had difficulty finding work to support themselves. They had to take the most menial jobs, jobs that others did not want. If they survived at all, they often turned to prostitution to earn a living. Until very recent times, the nation of India had a practice called suttee. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary defines suttee as follows: the act or custom of a Hindu widow willingly being cremated on the funeral pyre of her husband as an indication of her devotion to him. When a widow refused to be cremated with her dead husband, she was either thrown onto the funeral pyre or shunned for the rest of her life. Under the Jewish covenant, God demanded that His people take care of widows. The Ten Commandments do not include specific instructions concerning widows, but they do demand honoring parents. Exodus 20:12. In expanding on the meaning and application of the Ten Commandments, God forbade mistreatment of widows. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If you afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. Exodus 22:22-24. God made specific arrangements for the welfare of widows. When you cut down your harvest in your field, and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back and get it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that the Lord God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, the fatherless, and for the widow. And you shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt. Therefore I command you to do this thing. Deuteronomy 24:19-20-22. The New Covenant requires Christians to honor and to provide for widows. Paul commanded Timothy, honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or grandchildren, let them learn first to show godliness at home and to make some return to their parents. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. If any man or woman who believes has widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them who are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3-16. But the best known passage dealing with the care of widows is the following. Pure religion, and undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. James 1:27. Incidentally, the word visit means more than just going to see a widow. The Greek verb means to visit with help, to care for. The prophet Isaiah urged his readers, learn to do well. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Isaiah 1:17. The Israelites had failed in many of their duties because they were following corrupt leaders. God accused their princes of being rebellious and the companions of thieves. The leaders all loved bribes and ran after gifts. They refused to bring justice to the fatherless and did not allow the cause of the widows to come before them. Isaiah 1:23. Was such behavior offensive to God? Please listen. Therefore says the Lord God, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, ah, I will get my relief on my adversaries and avenge me of my enemies. Isaiah 1:24. Members of the body of Christ must make maximum effort to make the lives of widows as pleasant as possible. But family members have the main responsibility for taking care of widows. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.